Two of the state's poorest cities have filed a lawsuit challenging the executive order on sanctuary cities. The Takeaway's WGBH producer Elizabeth Ross has the story of one of those cities whose legal fight might just become a blueprint for other sanctuary communities around the nation looking to curb the enthusiasm of Bristol County Sheriff and President Trump's immigration agenda.
Lawrence is an urban industrial city, some 25 miles north of Boston. Waves of different immigrant groups have flocked here since the mid-1800s to work in the towering red brick textile mills that still line the winding Merrimack River. These days, three quarters of Lawrence residents are Latino or Hispanic, and more than 37% were born outside the United States.
I have a grandmother who has a grandfather.
Something that's really popular in Lawrence are adult English language classes.
Has a father. Okay? Yeah. All right, so.
Thousands of residents are on waiting lists, hoping to attend ESL programs like this one at the Greater Lawrence Community Action Council. Executive Director Evelyn Friedman says the classes are invaluable.
Many of our students come and they have no English language skills, and they're working at very menial jobs. And as they gain skills, they move up in their organizations or are able to get better jobs.
Lawrence relies heavily on federal aid, receiving more than $36 million each year. That's about 13% of its annual budget. The money helps support ESL classes, but also many basic services, including the city's public schools and free lunch programs.
I'm a public school kid, a public higher education kid, a GI Bill from the Army, bought my first house with that.
That's Lawrence Mayor, Dan Rivera. He's the son of a single immigrant mother who once worked in the Lawrence Mills.
My mom was on food stamps, we did public housing. I'm kind of a poster boy for all the good stuff that government can do.
Like most sanctuary cities, Lawrence police will hand over criminals to the feds, but won't help them with civil immigration investigations and detentions the way the president wants them to. Here's how Mayor Rivera explains it.
If you get stopped for, you know, running a red light and you don't have your ID on you because you're undocumented, the worst that can happen is they can tow your car. However, if you do commit a crime that does involve you getting fingerprinted, from assault to robbery, those things will get you into the police department and they will run your fingerprints. And if you get hit on ICE, you'll go to jail.
Supporters of Lawrence's policy of not assisting with federal immigration enforcement say it's a matter of public safety and that the policy encourages all residents, even those who are undocumented, to cooperate with the police. And the mayor says his cash-strapped police force doesn't have the resources to help, even if he wanted them to.
I got 80,000 people here that I got to fight a drug war. I got to fight homelessness problems, an opioid problem. I got to have police officers to be able to go respond to, you know, car accidents and to be punished for not having that resources. It's basically an unfunded mandate.
Lawrence and also the city of Chelsea are trying to block President Trump's executive order. They filed a lawsuit that argues that the cities aren't violating any federal immigration laws with their policing policies. It calls the executive order unconstitutional. Rachel Rosenblum, an immigration law professor at Northeastern University, agrees.
So the question is, does the federal government have the right to withhold funds from sanctuary cities? Can the president cut off funds without Congress? And I think that the answer to that is no.
Rosenblum says Congress can attach some restrictions to federal programs, but there are limits. And it can't, as the Supreme Court has put it, hold a gun to a state's head.
If Congress wants to have a particular program that it funds and it creates some strings that are attached that are specifically for that program, that's pretty common. But if Congress uses unrelated funds and, you know, says we won't give you these funds unless you carry out immigration enforcement actions, the Supreme Court has said in other cases that is not permissible under the Constitution.
The Trump administration hasn't responded to Lawrence and Chelsea's lawsuit yet. Under the rules of the federal court in Boston, it has until next week to do so. For The Takeaway, I'm Elizabeth Ross.
Oh. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.